USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 9 people are dead in a mass shooting at a light rail facility in San Jose, California. The suspected shooter among the dead as are employees of the Valley Transportation Authority, which runs the facility. That's according to the Santa Clara Sheriff's Office. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom says we see these mass shootings too frequently.
There's a sameness to this. Anywhere USA. It just feels like this happens over and over and over again. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat.
President Biden is calling on the intelligence community to get to the bottom of the origin of the coronavirus. Biden hoping to get some answers so the United States will be ready for future pandemics and also hoping China will cooperate with a full and transparent probe. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
The Transportation Security Administration is gearing up for a busy post-pandemic summer travel season at all airports across the nation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
According to Patricia Mancha, the TSA, most airports across the country will be operating at 80% capacity.
At the height of the pandemic, we were seeing maybe 70,000, 80,000 people a day, and this is nationwide. Now we're back to 1.7, 1.8 million people traveling at airports across the country on a daily basis.
All travelers must be wearing a face mask.
Every traveler who is on airport property is required to wear a face mask that covers their nose and their mouth, and they're required to keep that face mask on while they're in the airplane and while they travel.
Longtime Virginia Senator and former Navy Secretary John Warner died of natural causes at the age of 94. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A tit-for-tat move in the Senate may result in a filibuster later this week.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to hold a vote this week on a bill that would create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. But Senate Republicans are pushing back against the commission and will reportedly filibuster that bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission appears to be nothing more than a political exercise. He said Tuesday that while there are still more than 400 active investigations into the riots, forming a commission is a way for Democrats to continue to litigate the past.
So what would an additional report be about? I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president into the future. We think the American people going forward and in the fall of 22 ought to focus on what this administration is doing to the country.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Senate also honoring former Senator John Warner, who died at the age of 94. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling him a consummate pro and noted that Capitol flags have been lowered to half staff in Warner's honor. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said Warner was a trusted mentor and friend to senators on both sides of the aisle. The Virginia Republican dying of natural causes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.